Ben took a calming breath, then stepped through the hatch into a 10-bunk medical bay. As a void jumper assault vessel, the pinnace was outfitted for both combat and the after effects. His father lay secured in a bunk along the cabin's back wall, with a breathing tube down his throat and half a dozen IV catheters secured to his arms, neck, and legs. A huge bandage covered the right side of his chest, and while his skin was not dry or flaky, it had turned the color of ash. Whatever Jaina was thinking about Vestara, she was telling the truth about Ben's father. Luke Skywalker was close to death. A hollow ache started to build inside, and Ben's vision suddenly narrowed and went completely black. He thought for a minute that he might be passing out, but there was no dizziness or nausea to suggest that the vision change was the result of a concussion. He braced a hand on the hatch jamb and stood waiting for his sight to return. Instead, stars and nebulae began to appear in the darkness, rushing toward him at extreme velocity. But with no noticeable redshift and without spreading apart as they drew closer, he began to feel apprehensive and disoriented, as though he were traveling through a galaxy far different from the one his parents had known. He saw Coruscant's scintillating golden orb mottled by patches of flickering red flame and black banks of drifting smoke, and beyond it there was a legion of dark silhouettes rising from a shadow-cloaked world, fanning out across the galaxy to meet a much smaller force of luminous shapes. He saw a pair of disembodied eyes floating through the darkness, collecting wisps of drifting gas and specks of loose dust in its endless patience, swaddling itself in the stuff of cold matter. And Ben saw his cousin, Alana, a young girl sitting cross-legged in front of a white throne, playing with her pet Nexu while a small circle of Jedi fought a desperate battle at the foot of the dais, holding off an endless onslaught of beings. There were dark silhouettes, and bejeweled women, and horned aliens, and every so often a gray tentacle, which would appear on the steps to the dais and attempt to slip past unnoticed before a lightsaber descended skittering back into the darkness. What Ben did not see was his father, and it was an absence that frightened him more than anything he had seen. With the Jedi facing a future more perilous than he could imagine, the Order was going to need the leadership of its Grand Master more than ever. But Luke Skywalker was only mortal. Even if it was not today, there would soon come a time when he and the other Elder Masters were no longer there to guide the Jedi, when the burden of leadership would start to fall on Jaina Solo and her generation. It was an inevitable change, and considering the new threats the Jedi now faced, probably even healthy to introduce a new way of thinking. But that did not mean Ben was ready to become an orphan. Jedi Knight or not, he still needed his father. And regardless of what the Force was showing him, he was going to fight to keep Luke Skywalker alive for as long as possible. He let go of the hatch jamb and stepped into the darkness of his vision. And he found himself abruptly back in the medbay cabin, looking at the skull-like visage of an MD droid that had just moved into his path.